You're listening to KNKX, and now it's time for Weather with Cliff Mass and 88.5's Bellamy Palethorpe.
And the cold pattern continues. We've got more snow and rain in the forecast. It could get icy, so be careful out there, people. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington. We're going to talk about the causes of this persistent cold pattern and why Seattle has been largely spared of snow in just a bit. First, Cliff, let's hear your forecast. I hear it's kind of a tricky one.
It's very difficult, but I'll tell you what I know for sure, and I'll tell you what I'm not so sure about. Well, one thing I'm sure is that we've had very cold weather the last few days. In fact, there's been a number of low temperature records for the day in a number of cities around the area. This morning, in fact, a number of locations dropped to the teens. And again, these were all-time record lows for the date. You know, we have been breaking low records for a while, but we are doing it for this situation. Now, today is the day that we're going to see snow. Not a lot here in the lowlands, but we will see snow. It's cold over us. The air is relatively dry, which is important. And a weather system is now approaching. I expect precipitation, the form of snow, to start falling sometime in the early to mid-afternoon, certainly by around 3 o'clock. And over Seattle, you know, expect half an inch of snow. There could be more in the northwest part of the state, you know, maybe 2, 3, 4 inches. So there's going to be snow in the lowlands this afternoon. The mountains are going to get plastered during the next day or two. We're talking about several feet. So that's for sure. So what do I know for sure? Lowland snow later on today and then heavy snow in the mountains. Then we come to tomorrow, and the temperatures are going to be a little bit on the edge. There's not going to be a lot of precipitation because a weather system has moved through. So there'll be a break tomorrow afternoon and evening. And then we have another situation on Sunday, and this is very difficult. The temperatures are right on the edge for getting snow in the lowlands. So I expect we may see some rain initially, but later on Sunday, I think there's a chance that we're going to switch back into snow Sunday night into Monday morning. And here in Seattle, there's a potential for a few inches, but I have to really stress that the models are all over the place. We have ensembles that give us a number of different forecasts, and there's tremendous uncertainty on Sunday. So this is going to be an interesting period, and I think people really have to watch the forecast. There potentially could be nothing on Sunday night, or there could be 3 or 4 inches, and I can't tell you right now for sure.
What happens after that? Is it going to get warmer anytime soon?
No, that's the interesting thing. We are stuck in this pattern that is keeping us on the cool side. And what that is a ridge of high pressure offshore. And on the eastern side of the ridge, there's cool northerly flow. And that's going to be sustained. So we are going to be below normal way into the next week. I don't see an end to it. And then as disturbances ripple down on the eastern side of the high, you know, we could have the potential for rain or snow. So we're not out of the woods. There could be a snow event midweek next week. I can't tell you for sure because it depends exactly on the position of the troughs coming down.
Now, the other interesting thing is that we've had lots of snow recently, but very often Seattle has been spared and the greater Puget Sound region. It's like there's a hole in the radar. What's going on?
Well, the interesting thing about this pattern is the winds have been generally northwesterly, and that means coming from the northwest. And so while the mountains are getting it and maybe the South Sound is getting more snow, Seattle tends to be rain-shadowed, or snow-shadowed in this case, because the flow is descending the Olympic Mountains. So the Olympic Mountains produce heavier precipitation on the northwest side in this situation, but on the eastern side and the southeastern side, there tends to be less. And so we've been snow shadowed for several of these events with heavier snow to the north and south.
And at the same time that we've been having these record lows on the East Coast, they've seen record highs into the 80s in Massachusetts this week. You've told me this is all connected.
That's right. And it all has to do with what we call an amplified wave pattern in the atmosphere. So we've had this big ridge over the Pacific Ocean. Downstream of that, there's a trough that's over the western United States and into the high plains. So, you know, we've been colder than normal. And even if you go into Montana and the plains towards the central part of the country, they've been colder than normal. But then think about this wave. It comes back up again, forming a ridge of high pressure over the East Coast and right off there in the Atlantic. And that produces warm temperatures. So the flow of the atmosphere, the jet stream of the atmosphere, undulates, and that produces warm and cold places. And that's what's happening right now.
Interesting. Wild weather. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure, Bellamy.
He teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington, and we talk every week at this time on Skype. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly conversations at our website, knkx.org. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, 88.5 News.